listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Telecom operators will not be allowed to place any 5G network management order with Chinese gear makers ZTE and Huawei, official sources have said. However, telcos may be allowed to place orders on a case-by-case basis for their 4G network upgrade with these Chinese firms. The reason for the same could be that barring Reliance Jio, the 4G network of other telcos have been built by Chinese vendors. As far as 5G network is concerned, Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel have not placed any orders with the Chinese firm so far, while Vodafone Idea is yet to finalize placing orders for 5G services with any vendor. Apart from security issue, the restriction on Chinese vendors for 5G network is to enable domestic telecom equipment players to emerge as a viable alternative in the segment. Meanwhile, the debt of Indian corporates soared to an all-time high of Rs 36.63 trillion in FY23, a 12.6% rise over the amount recorded in the previous financial year, while borrowing costs rose 19% to Rs 2.51 trillion. This comes on the back of higher capex as companies bet on a rebounding economy and rising demand. Chrysalis estimates India Inc.'s capex will grow 12-14% to Rs 6 trillion in FY24 as corporates add capacity. The combined debt in FY22 stood at Rs 32.53 trillion, interest costs at Rs 2.10 trillion, according to data sourced from Capitaline. The data is based on a sample of 406 companies from the BSE 500, excluding banks, finance and insurance firms. Over to industry. Ashok Leyland will seek shareholder approval to lend Rs 4,000-5,000 crore or stand guarantor for Switch Mobility Automotive, a step-down electric bus-making subsidiary. The Hinduja Group flagship firm intends to fund the loan from internal accruals. The company's cash and bank balances stood at Rs 501 crore at the end of March 2023. Gopal Mahadevan, whole-time director and chief financial officer, Ashok Leyland said, quote, "We would also like to clarify that the resolution you are referring to is only an enabling resolution and the amounts indicated of Rs 4,000 to 5,000 crore is not the absolute equity infusion, but a broad indicative range of the aggregate of transactions with Switch," unquote. During a recent analyst call, Dheeraj Hinduja, Executive Chairman Ashok Leyland said, "The electric vehicle business housed in Switch is crucial for future-proofing Ashok Leyland." In some more industry news, the March 2023 quarter saw a revival in FMCG sales from traditional trade after four quarters of decline in calendar year 2022. Data from market research agency Nielsen IQ showed the trend may have spilled over to the June quarter as rural areas showed a consumption uptick. Over half of the nearly 12 million traditional trade or Kirana stores in India are located in rural areas. Nielsen IQ data points to a growth of 1.9% in FMCG sales from traditional trade in the March quarter. Conversations with companies, analysts and industry experts suggest that the June quarter could see growth rates in the region of around 4-5% for traditional trade as stocking improves at Kiranas. Moving on, private developers of power transmission lines have upped the ante against Power Grid Corporation of India Limited for the state-run entity's alleged cross-subsidization of projects won under the tariff-based competitive bidding. The move allows the Supreme Court's recent ruling that state-run Coal India Limited can't claim impunity from the Competition Act. Private sector power transmission infrastructure developers believe that the large projects being awarded under the regulated tariff mechanism with guaranteed return is providing Power Grid Corporation of India Limited with an undue advantage in winning other tariff-based competitive bidding projects by quoting lower. Next up, some updates on the monsoon. The southwest monsoon, despite the most delayed onset in the last 4 years over the Kerala coast on June 8th, covered the entire country on Sunday, 6 days ahead of normal date, the India Meteorological Department has said. The Met Department said the monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of Rajasthan, Haryana and Punjab, thus covering the entire country in the first phase of its four-month June-September journey, which accounts for more than 70% of annual precipitation. The Met Department, in its forecast, said heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely over parts of South Peninsula India, South Interior Karnataka, Coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Kerala during the next 5 days. This is likely to reduce huge rainfall deficiency in the southern peninsula to a large extent. Lastly, the stocks you need to watch out for today include HDFC, HDFC Bank, Adani Transmission, Vedanta, Reliance Industries, Coal India, GHCL and NTPC. For those unaware, on Friday, benchmark Indian equity indices Nifty and Sensex had hit all-time highs and settled at record closing highs. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.